SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
I call him in for Barrera.
Thank you, Deputy Speaker. India is a rising global power, and Australia's relationship with India only deepens with every passing year. 500,000 Australians have Indian heritage. 260,000 Indian tourists came to Australia in 2016. India is the largest source of skilled migrants to Australia and the second largest source of international students. Under Prime Minister Modi, India is playing a more important role in global defence and security, especially in the Indian Ocean. India is the fifth largest destination for Australia's exports. As DFAT's economic strategy says, Australia is well placed to partner with India through its period of modernisation and economic growth. Australian agriculture can help support India's food security. And yet Meat and Livestock Australia, an industry peak body designed to promote brand Australia and Australian produce, has put all of this at risk by producing a commercial called You'll Never Lamb Alone. In this commercial, the MLA pokes fun at a number of deities, including Jesus and the Hindu deity Lord Ganesh, all of whom are sharing a lamb lunch prepared by an atheist. But of all of the deities, it's only Lord Ganesh who's derided as an elephant and then he's laughed at by the other lunch guests in a mocking tone. Lord Ganesh is absolutely central to the Hindu faith. There's no Hindu temple without a Ganesh idol in it, and he's the first god to whom Hindus pray. Australians are renowned for their sense of humour, and people of faith have humour, but there's such a thing as going too far. And today, as the Chair of the Parliamentary Friends of India, I rise to condemn the Meat and Livestock Association and to call on them to withdraw the commercial.
Member's time has expired. I call the member for Lyons.
Thank you, Deputy Speaker.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.